Eason gives it to Schultz. Schultz goes driving down into the left-hand corner. They're calling for a double dribble over there. And they call, let's see what they call. Time is called, that's it. Time is being called here by Oshkosh. We have 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the ball game. Score is 56 to 42, and the fans are letting these Redskins know how well they like them. Mansfield comes over and says something rather to the Redskins. And they're gathered in a bunch down here. Don't forget to send in your cards and letters if you're a listener to our Redskin games. Even if you just listen to this one game in the season, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know how well you like the broadcast and so forth, and any suggestions you may have for future broadcasts. But most of all, we do want to know that you're listening. If you have a postcard around handy today, well, we'd appreciate your doing it right now. Just as soon as the ball game's over, that is. And if you don't have one around there today, well, be sure to send in a card or letter tomorrow to WHBL, the Redskins, WHBL, Tripoint. I'll appreciate it personally, and I know Casey will, too. Here's Wager throwing the ball in now to Prassy. Prassy coming up the right-hand lane. Play is resumed. Gets it back of him to Wager. Wager shoots him out there. It is short this time. Goes out of bounds. 3.5 minutes in the ball game. The ball comes into Season. Season drives around England. Throws the ball up to Danker on the left. Danker standing out here with it, gives it back to Season. Season's in center court to Bobby Holm. Bobby Holm in underneath to Novak. Novak comes out of there with it. Throws it to Bobby over on the right. Whistle blows. Foul on England. Foul on Gene England. Bobby Holm will be at the free throw line now. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ball game. Bobby Holm has one shot coming. He's ready. He shoots it. It's short. Taken on by Novak out in center court to Season. Season's over on the left to Schultz. Schultz to Danker. Danker turns around, throws it out to Holm. Holm on the left to Novak. Novak out to Season. Season's back to Novak. Novak into Danker. Whistle blows. Foul on Wager. Danker. No, it's going to be Novak. Novak shooting his free throw. Mike Novak. Foul. Here he is. He shoots it. It's good. Ball is thrown into Prassy. Prassy gives it up court to Riska. Riska into England. England goes driving in there. Shoots. He has the ball knocked away. It's taken down by Schultz. Novak knocks it out of his hands. Up to Danker. Danker gives it to Seasons across the line in the corner to Holm. Right-hand corner, we hand it to Danker over there. Danker underneath to Novak. Novak to Schultz. It's knocked away from him, picked up by Prassy. Prassy comes driving down. Over to Urban. Urban wasn't looking for it. It's stolen away by Holm. Holm's long pass comes up to Dick Schultz. It goes driving underneath. Schultz. It's knocked down by England and picked up by England. There's a long pass down. It's intercepted by Bobby Holm as Seasons really landed on his back. Foul is called over there by the officials on Holm. Rottner comes into the ball game, and Schultz finally goes out. What a ball game this fellow's played today. Dick Schultz, he's really played a bang-up basketball game. Listen to that. For him, he gets. Mickey Rottner coming in place of Dick Schultz. 2.5 minutes to play. 57 to 42 is the score. In favor of the Redskins, Riska shooting one shot from the free throw line for the All-Stars. He shoots it. It rolls in. It's good. So it's 57-43 now. Novak throws the ball into Rottner. Over to Seasons. Back to Rottner. Rottner up to Novak. Novak back to Rottner. Rottner across the line to Seasons now. Over on the left to Novak. Novak gives it back into Seasons. Seasons guarded awfully closely. Gives it to Rottner in center court. On the left to Novak. Novak into Eddie Danker. Knocked away from him. He picks it up again, however. Out to Novak. Whistle blows. Foul on Wager this time. Wrapping his arms around Eddie Danker down there. That's 5 of them on Big Clint. 13 points for Wager. Wager gets underneath, shoots, and it's no good. Foul is called on Novak. Foul on Novak. Under the basket. Engdahl will be at the free throw line now. Redskins really have been pouring it on today, just like Oshkosh did last night. Here's Engdahl shooting from the free throw line. It's good, and the score is 63-46. Shockey throws the ball into Novak. Over to Shockey it goes again. Shockey gives it to Rottner. Rottner comes driving around Urban. Gets past the center line, gives the ball to Holm. Holm is guarded awfully closely by Riska, and his pass goes behind the center line. That'll be thrown in by the Stars. 35 seconds to play. Passy throws the ball into Riska. Riska in center court, throws it across to Urban. Urban underneath to Edwards. Edwards out to Passy on the left. He shoots him out there. It's no good. Little Mickey Rottner gets the rebound. Ball rolls away from him, picked up by Sharkey. Sharkey loses the ball in center court, picks it up again, gets it over on the left to Holm. Holm way across, is too far for Stevens, goes out of bounds. There are 15 seconds to play in the ball game. Here is Riska shooting from behind the red line, the center of the floor. He can't quite get it there. It's taken down by Holm away from Edwards. Given to Novak. Novak to Rottner. Rottner over to Holm. Holm is fouled by Riska. Bobby Holm at the free throw line. We have 6 seconds to play in the ball game. The Redskins win the ball game. We'll be on the air from Rochester Tuesday night. That's for sure now, isn't it, Casey? Here's Bobby Holm shooting from the free throw line. He misses it. It's taken down by Sharkey. Sharkey to Novak. He scores. That was the easiest basket Mike ever scored. Pass goes out of bounds. The final score. The game is over. 65-46, and the Redskins really came through in the clutch. Now, while I figure this out, here's Casey.
One final word we'd like to tell you this afternoon. That is this, that in 3 easy steps, you can get the cash you need promptly by looking up Friendly Finance Corporation in the phone book in your area in Manitowoc, West Bend, Fond du Lac, or Sheboygan. Then phone that office in your home community, get full particulars regarding your loan, and then one trip to the office gets you cash in hand. That's what we mean by streamlined loan service, which is one of the many important features at any office of Friendly Finance Corporation. Our sponsors for the 3rd consecutive season of the Redskins home and out-of-town games. Now here's Neil with today's wrap-up.
Well, that was quite a ball game. Incidentally, in that last period, the Redskins scored 18 points, now holding the All-Stars to 11. Final score 65-46. The scoring went like this. Danker, high man with 19 points, 5 personals, 14 points for Dick Schultz, 4 fouls, 11 for Mike Novak, 2 fouls, 9 for Bobby Holm, 1 foul, 7 for Tony Kelly, 3 fouls, 3 for Mickey Rottner, no fouls, 1 for Kenny Seasons, 1 foul, 1 for Steve Sharkey, no fouls. For the All-Stars, 13 points for Clint Wager, 5 fouls, 6 points for Carpenter, 1 foul, 6 points for Edwards, 1 foul, 4 points for England, 5 fouls, 4 points for Ream, 5 fouls. You can't say those fellas weren't trying. 5 points for Ferrick, 2 fouls, 2 points for Prassi, no fouls, 4 points for Sullivan, 2 fouls, 1 point for Engdahl, 1 foul, 1 point for Riska, 3 fouls, 2 fouls on Eddie Urban. Now the final score once again, 65 for the Redskins, 46 for the All-Stars, and now here's Casey Jones again.
Well, there's the story on today's game, and we'll be on the air with our next broadcast to you from Rochester, Tuesday, March 19th, next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. is the time set up for game at the moment. With the first of the final championship national pro playoff, with the contenders, the Redskins versus the Rochester Royals. It should be a bang-up basketball game. Our sponsor, Friendly Finance Corporation, invites you to be with us at that time.
Incidentally, Casey, I do want to say one more word for the fans. They might wonder why Cleggie Hermson didn't get in the ball game because he played such good ball in these other ball games in the series. Well, Cleggie has an injured foot. He injured last night, and he isn't in uniform. I can see him over across the way now sitting there, and he's in civilian clothes. So that's the reason.
Our parting word to you this afternoon is that reminder to get your...